been so long saying exactly what I mean, but I almost forgot what you mean to me. Yeah, my love was strong. I thought the bonds, they were unbreakable, unshakable, but they could fall to the ground in pieces. So I bought a ring, borrowing your finger. I thought I proposed a pretty good deal, but like so many things, I wasn't sure I could ensure your love was something real. Fooled myself into thinking I'd be fine alone. I'd dine alone and cry alone, spend nights alone, but they'd be long and weary. I was far from fine, and I quickly became aware I couldn't be happy without you near me. So I bought a ring, borrowing your finger. I thought I proposed a pretty good deal, but like so many things, I wasn't sure I could ensure that your love was something real. I never thought that love is strong, but I never known a love so strong as the love you give back to me. I bought a ring, borrowing your finger. I thought I proposed a pretty good deal, and now you're mine to have and to hold, 'cause our love is something real. Yes, our love is something real. Yes, our love is something real.
This is Peter Marinari, and that was my newly completed original song, Something Real, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 4. I've actually been on a bit of a trio hiatus this year. I've been doing a lot of playing and recording with my duo, Arcadi Crisis, which consists of me and one of my best ladies, Gina Martinelli. And then I've also been doing a lot of work to promote and support Lindsaypalooza, which is a really great organization that is actually run by the other one of my best ladies, Lindsay Wilhelmi. And in the mix, I haven't been doing as much Peter Marinari. But I think what I found is the past couple weeks, I've actually had a chance to come back to some of my own stuff. And I've really learned a lot about my own things and having some confidence in just doing something different sometimes, which that song really is. I mean, there's many songs of that nature, many of which are about Elise, that are from throughout the years that just don't fit into one of my normal genres, you know, whatever they may be. And then the song just gets sidetracked. I just never record it or play it for anybody, and it just becomes forgotten in the wake of these songs that I really like to play a lot. And with this one, I just saw something in it that really, I really wanted to record it. And it really, I was thinking about it all day, because we actually put a deposit and ordered my wedding band today. Very exciting. So I actually wrote that, or began to write it. I saw a really amazing split bill at the Tin Angel in June. It was a wonderful pianist from South Jersey whose name is Ange, who I know from the61.com, and then also Alexandra Day, who's an amazing, amazing Philadelphia songwriter who's actually playing at my wedding, as amazing as that is. And I left, and somebody there that was also in the bill had sung a Sam Cooke song, and I was just singing all these Alexandra songs in my head and then like interpolated with Sam Cooke. And I got that first verse, the spin so long. And by the time I walked home, which is only about a mile, I had that whole first verse and chorus, everything, the words, I knew what the chords were going to be, everything. And that was it. It stalled out there in June, and all summer it kind of just sat, and I was like, God, is this, you know, that's just one of these failed creations. But recently I've come back to it a couple times, and I've been chipping away and adding some nuance. And today as I was shopping, I was like, wow, I think it's done. So I'm happy to bring that to you and to debut it as an opener of a trio. This is actually an unlikely trio. I thought I was just going to come in and do that song, but I think we're gonna do some other things. So here's a favorite cover of mine. It's by Andy Stachansky. It's called 22 Steps, and I'll come back afterwards to talk a little bit about it. Okay, here we go.
Power. I know your birthday. Want to get the colors you wear. We buy bikes, we ride on Sundays. review the books I sent. And I know it takes 22 steps through the walk to your door. It takes 22 steps, 'cause I tried it before. And one day I'll not, but just not yet. The raincoat, the orange one that he forbade. We wait for rain and walk by his house, out in the front and by the lake, the lake. And I know it takes 22 steps for the walk to your door. 22 steps, 'cause I tried it before. And one day I'll not, but just not, yeah.
So that was 22 Steps by Andy Suchansky. It's from his album, Five Star Motel. I've been listening to Andy for many years. Actually, before I was even listening to him as a solo artist, I was listening to him because he was the drummer of Ani DiFranco. He drummed for her from very early in her career through 1999. And then he had been doing some solo records on his own, but they weren't singer-songwriter-y. They were almost this weird fusion of like some acoustic stuff, but also a lot of percussion and some electronic elements. And he had one called Radio Fusebox that is fantastic. And so I saw him originally in 2001, and he played a lot of the material, his more unusual older material, but he had started on more singer-songwriter fare, more stuff that, you know, I play. And one of the ones he played to this room was 22 Steps. And nobody really knew it at that point because it was brand new. It wasn't on an album yet. And I just remember it was one of those moments that you sometimes can have at a concert where the whole room went silent. Afterwards, everybody knew that they had just, you know, seen something major. And it's a wonderfully crafted song. I hold it up against like Every Breath You Take. It's just an absolutely stunning little song. And hopefully I did it some justice. But I actually learned how to play it because Linzapalooza has been having open mics actually at this wonderful little bar and cafe called Intermezzo at 31st and Walnut. And we've been making these impromptu challenges of each other. And somebody challenged me to learn a song by a songwriter that not everybody would be familiar with. So I went with 22 Steps. I figured you can't go wrong working with a song that has good bones. And that song certainly does. So I have one more song to share with you in this impromptu trio. It truly was impromptu. I just came home and I said, Elise, I'm going to take a nap and I'm waking up and I'm going to do something real. It's finally the time. I've been thinking about it all day as we've been shopping for my wedding band, and I'm just going to record it. And so I recorded it, and then I was like, oh, you know, all the mics are up. We might as well just do, you know, 22 steps real quick, you know, while I still know how to play it. And at that point, you have two songs. How do you not do a trio, you know? So I'll share one more. It is from 2002, and it is also about Elise, so it's from the complete opposite end of the spectrum of our relationship from Something Real. And it's one of my favorites, but actually it's unusual in that it never quite feels finished, and not in the same way as Something Real. Something Real, you know, was literally unfinished until like this week. But this song, it came all in one shot, but then when I play it, it's never quite right. You know, I've changed the key over the years. I've changed the rhythm over the years. The bones of the song, the structure of the song has never changed. Although maybe that's the problem. Who knows? Or maybe there's no problem and I'm just self-critical. So here's a retake on it. It hasn't been in trio for a few years now. And so it's in a different key. It's got a little bit different strum pattern. And maybe I found its final home. Or maybe this is just another transition along the way. But either way, thank you so much for listening. This is always a lot of fun to do. And I'm happy that you're listening to it. Hopefully it won't involve quite as long of a hiatus after this one as I took before this one, but you can never trust me when I say these things, so just keep your ears out, and hopefully we'll still be around when I find time to record my next entry into this season of Trio. But before you go away, here's one last song. It is called What It Is. It is from 2002. It's an original song by me, Peter Marinari. Thank you so much for listening.
Ability to play these silly games with me, always asking, hey babe, what are you thinking now? Well, let me tell you, I think you can't ask away, 'cause my answers are always the same. You seem to expect them to change as if I change my heart every day. Well, dig deeply into this, get your hands full of it. You should fall right into this, because this is just what it is. This is just what it is. So let's play Jeopardy. Girl, she's prettier than me. You phrase that as an answer, and when I don't know the question, you say she's me and a good dancer. Well, this is a game that doesn't have any winners. Kind of show you half watch while eating dinner, screaming at the television, as if you can hear me, as the values double, worth increases. Well, dig deeply into this. Get your hands full of it. You should fall right into this, because this is just what it is. This is just what it is. Game shows and syndication, I'd rather you hand over the remote to me, so there'll be one less thing between us. Well, what you really have a knack for doing is making me like you. That's all that you really do. That's all you really do. That's all you really do. Right.